This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I've never really done a travel vlog before, but I decided to do one for this particular trip because of the significance of it. I traveled to Lebanon to visit some of these Syrian refugee camps that are there and deliver winter aid. I traveled from my home airport, which is Dulles International in Washington, D.C., to Turkey, and then from Turkey to Beirut, Lebanon. Here's a little bit of what happened on the way and during my trip.
Just finished security, headed to my gate.
So this Wudu area in the lounge in the Istanbul airport is pretty cool. They give you disposable slippers and even disposable prayer rugs and a little musalla here. Walking to my gate to catch my flight for Beirut, I came across a shop selling a whole bunch of these evil eye talismans. Man, I don't even know what to say. Why?
Finally boarding my flight to Beirut, inshallah.
Took me about 2 to 3 hours to get through customs and immigration in Beirut. It was just that the line was really, really long. First thing I did in Beirut was to go get a shawarma. Most of Beirut that I saw that night was pretty dark, and I was told it's because of the power outages and a lot of the buildings were dilapidated. Honestly, it was kind of sad to see it. This picture here actually is brighter than reality, and I think that's because of the iPhone night mode. We did stop by this area, which was quite beautiful on the coast. It's known as Rosh. I hope I'm saying that properly. The view was just stunning even at nighttime.
So, headed down to the first day.
This is my main man, Inam, from Human Appeal, who basically put this whole trip together for me. Drove past the explosion, or the aftermath of the explosion that took place in Beirut in 2020. Headed to an area known as Arsal, which is where the Syrian refugee camps are in Lebanon, and this is what we saw on the way. It was certainly beautiful to see the snowfall and the scenery, but on the other hand, they were telling me that all this snow means that the refugees are having a very, very difficult time dealing with the snow and obviously dealing with the cold as well.
So right behind me here are the Syrian refugee camps. It's right over the border from Syria. So those mountains, behind those mountains is Syria. And these refugee camps, I've been told, have about 50,000 families that are here. They get hit by snowstorms. They just had a storm, and I'm told another one is coming as well. So this is what we're here to see, and we're here to give some aid, inshallah.
These living conditions were horrible. I mean, I don't know what else to say. This particular quote-unquote house, tent, you know, whatever you want to call it. Here's a tour of it. And this is the main living room area. And here is pretty much the rest of the house. This is kitchen, laundry room, sink. I mean, it's all, this is the house. This is what it is. And right in here is the bathroom. And you can see there's no real separation between the bathroom and the rest of the quote-unquote house.
So I just wanted to show you what it's actually like here in the refugee camps. Oftentimes when we hear camps, we think of a very comfortable place, but it's not like that. Let me show you. This is what their alleys are like. This is where they're living. As you can see, it's not even safe to really walk here, but there's kids that live here, play here. This is their home.
This camp here in Arsal, it's been snowing for the last couple of days. It's minus 4 degrees right now, really cold. Families here, just to keep warm, they collect wood, they collect plastic, they burn it. It isn't good for them or the environment, but they have no choice, because otherwise they will freeze because of the severe conditions here. And you can see there's a fire here in this this metal bin, if you like. You know, the whole family here trying to keep warm, subhanAllah.
So let me introduce you to what's happening here. We have fuel that can sustain them, hopefully in this winter. They can get some heat going. And then we have 2 food packs per family here to provide food for them. And then lastly, this winter kit, we have hats, scarves, and blankets for them. So even though for us, it may not seem like a lot, and this may seem like things that, you know, we don't even think about this stuff, but for them, this is everything. This is their life. This is how they survive in the winter. So I was able to come and visit this particular, I don't even know what to call it, dwelling. It's not really a house. It just seems like it's put together with scraps. The roof is leaking. Honestly, I'm a little bit at a loss for words, especially when I think about the way I live and, you know, my family lives and compare it to this. But this is actually a happy day because our sister here did receive some aid and she got food. She was unable to actually cook for herself before, number one, because without food. Number two, there was no fuel. She was burning rubber and plastic just to get some warmth. But alhamdulillah, now she has fuel. Hopefully this will last her some time where she can actually take advantage of the food and cook the food and get some warmth in this place. I wish you could touch and feel the surfaces because everything is damp and everything is wet and everything is cold. I'm wearing socks right now and I'm cold, and I can't imagine being here at night when the temperature drops and when another storm comes through and it snows more and more and more. But alhamdulillah, whatever, you know, we can do, it's something, alhamdulillah. And I for me, I know this doesn't seem like a lot, but when I know, and speaking to the sister, this means everything to her and her family. And I'm really happy that I'm able to come and put a face to the donations that I've been collecting. You know, honestly, one of the things about empathy is unless you connect with someone, you can't feel what they're feeling. A lot of times when we donate and we give, they're just these names and just these people and these numbers and these figures. And we say, you know, there's 50,000 refugees here. But these are people and they're living their lives and they're dealing with this stuff on a daily basis. You know, for us, we look at that $95 and we're like, can I afford to give $95? You know, what am I willing to give up for that $95? But for these people, this is their life. And, you know, this is how they're surviving. I really wish I could bring every one of you here with me to come see how these people are living. The sister here with her children, she's living here for 10 years. And that was really weird for me to hear that, because when I think of refugees, I always think temporary, right? Like they're just in a temporary bad situation, but she's been here for 10 years living here. And this is her life. There's no, you know, somebody was saying a lot of these people are not looking for anything forward. They're not looking for the next year or, you know, where will I be in 5 years or 10 years? They're just looking to survive today, this season. They're looking to survive this winter right now. So I hope that you can just get a glimpse of what these, what, you know, our brothers and sisters, what their lives are like.
Rustad, how's the weather? I can see you've got your gloves on and...
It's freezing cold right now. I'm working and I'm still not getting warm. I'm so glad I brought gloves because through the gloves, my hands are freezing right now. It's so very cold. I can't believe people live here without any type of heat, without anything to keep them warm. I can't imagine what it's like being here at nighttime. The sun is still up. It's still not dark yet and it's already so cold.
That is just some of what I saw in this particular refugee camp, and I know I could have gotten more footage, but I'm just going to be real with you. I really wanted to just experience it, you know, put the camera down and just connect with people and just be there myself in the moment. But I'll share this particular image with you, which is a standout image for me, and that is the spirit of these people with all the suffering and pain that they're going through and the difficulty. Their spirit is not broken. As you can see, these kids are smiling and they're hopeful. So we, those who can actually help, should not lose hope either and take these children and these refugees as an inspiration to do as much as we can do. While in Lebanon, I also got the chance to visit the city of Saida, which is a beautiful city also on the coast. There are a lot of refugees there, for example, Palestinian refugees, and they are living well below the poverty line. So I got the chance to deliver some aid to them, some food packages. I also went to go visit a refugee family in one of the old parts of the town. So this particular refugee family in Saida lived on the top floor of this building, and I just want you to see what this climb was like to get all the way to the top. And the man who lives there is actually partially blind. So that's just a small glimpse into my stay in Lebanon, and here I'm headed out to the airport to go to Turkey and then home from Turkey, but here's what happened in Turkey. Yeah, Turkey got hit by a snowstorm and it was pretty bad. All the flights got canceled, so I was stuck in Turkey for a few days. I really missed home at this point, but there was nothing I could do. I couldn't even actually go out and see Istanbul. There was so much snow, roads were closed, places were closed, the Blue Mosque was closed, but I got to see snow in Turkey.
Finally going through security. Is delayed, but I'm hoping today, inshallah, that it's going to just be a delay and not a cancellation, inshallah.
So I hope you liked my very first travel vlog. Most of it was shot by me on my cell phone, so excuse the footage. And like I said, I've never done one of these before. It is a lot of work. I realized while doing it that sometimes I wanted to just experience things rather than, you know, get them on film. But alhamdulillah, I do realize it gave you the chance to see and experience some of what I experienced. If you'd like to see more of these, let me know. I might have to upgrade my equipment a little bit. So let's see. Thank you for watching. Jazakumullahu khairah. Like, subscribe, share, all that YouTube stuff. I'm not used to it, but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. So make sure you do that. The link to donate is actually below. So the campaign is done, but I left the Just Giving page open. So if people still wanna give, you can still give, and the donations will still go to the refugees during winter, inshallah. I'll catch you later. Take care. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.